You know, I was reading an interview with Dr. Linus Pauling the other day. And many of you are aware of the fact of Linus Pauling's outstanding achievements in the fields of biochemistry, for which he received a Nobel Prize, as well as the Nobel Prize for Peace. Dr. Pauling was kind enough to refer to this man in his interview as perhaps the greatest living intellect he had ever met. And I can attest, ladies and gentlemen, this is a man not only with a photographic mind like a steel trap, but also an IQ well in excess of 250. Although he doesn't often display it and has a modest sense of humility and self, this guy can do Einsteinian equations on the back of a napkin in a beer joint while picking up a girl at the same time at 3 a.m. That's right. You've seen it. You've obviously witnessed it.
He also understands Nouvelle Cuisine.
That's right, which is more than I can say for a whole lot of people. A true gourmet, a curator of things arcane, and a spokesman of our generation. Would you welcome, please, John Cipollina. Maybe you could get him to say a few words because the wisdom is...
Forget it. Okay, I'd like to dedicate this song to Rick Griffin. It's his birthday today. And being in this is where we always celebrate birthdays, so we'd like to say happy birthday, Rick.
Is Rick here?
I don't know.
You here, Rick?
He came by yesterday and said it was his birthday yesterday, but I found out today is his birthday. Look how long Spencer's birthday was.
Forget about that.
Wait to see how long Peter's is going to be.